Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Once again, Madani Channel presents to you this beautiful program called The Early Echo, and in the company of our honorable and respected Hafiz Maulana Naushad Attari Sallamahul Bari. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our discussion for today is going to be surrounding some facts about the preserved tablet, which is called Lohi Mahfuz. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, this is what we are going to be talking about. If you have heard about the sacred tablet, of course, the Quran speaks about it. The beloved hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about it as well. So stay tuned and locked with Madani Channel to learn more facts about the sacred tablet. We have a question, and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, without any further delay, we are going to be asking the question, dear viewers, in relation to the second Khalifa in Islam, who needs no introduction, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How old was the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, when he became a Muslim? When he had embraced Islam, what was his blessed age, dear viewers? Let's welcome our respected honorable Mawlana Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, how is today's day treating Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Subhanallah. So yes, Mu'asab, it's a need, and for a lot of people out there who, you know, can't take winter and they look forward for the summer, and there are a lot of people out there who look forward for winter and not summer, Mu'asab. However, winter is very important. We had a program on Madani Channel speaking about the importance of winter, how important the breeze, the air, and that season is for our survival. Yes. At the same time, all these are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Okay. However, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala all the time. We should make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for these blessings. Always remember that increasement in your blessings is connected to shukr. In other words, the more shukr you're going to make to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the more gratitude and thanks you give to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the more He Azza wa Jalla will increase you in your wealth, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in your health, and all that you need and desire, He Azza wa Jalla knows well, dear viewers. So have yaqeen, conviction, and keep asking and seeking help from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala using the wasila of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
If I may add,
Gigi Musa,
some places are experiencing or will experience very severe winters, and other places will be experiencing very severe summers as well. So there's two beautiful du'as Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali has taught us. If I may share it with the viewers.
Yes, please, please, Mu'asab.
So when it's extremely cold, then recite La ilaha illallahu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, what a very cold day it is today. Save me from the zamharir of Jahannam. Zamharir are frigid and ice cold places in Jahannam. Allah, where certain places will be persons will be placed to into punishment there. And if it's extremely hot, then recite La ilaha illallahu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, what an extremely hot day it is today. Allah, save me from the heat and the fire of Jahannam. So these are du'as we should recite,
inshallah. Subhanallah. So we have learnt the du'a and supplication, dear viewers, for winter, or rather to be safe from the punishment as well of the hellfire. In fact, daily we should seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jalla from the severity and from the horrors of the hellfire. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, though we all may have heard about this somewhere down the line about Lohi Mahfuz, about the sacred tablet, Mu'asab, but not everyone has a lot of information about this, because this is not a topic which is often discussed, Mu'asab. However, in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Buruj, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٌ.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, Musa. Rather it, yani whatever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam recites, it is a magnificently excellent Qur'an written in the preserved tablet.
SubhanAllah.
Whatever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam recites, which is the wahi from Allah azza wa jal, it is preserved on the sacred tablet. Now commenting on this beautiful verse, Muasab, and dear viewers of Madini channel, a great personality, a great commentator of the Holy Quran Pak by the name of Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari Qurtubi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He has stated under this verse in Tafsir Qurtubi that the Holy Quran is written on a lawh, yani preserved tablet, which is not accessible to any normal person, any human being, just like that, except for the ones whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted access to, Masab. But most definitely it is hidden from the shaitans, from the devils.
Yes.
And it is most definitely protected by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Islamic scholars, as Allama Sahib says, Islamic scholars have stated that the Lohe Mahfuz contains the description of all kinds of creatures, as well as all matters related to them, Sahib, such as their death, sustenance, amal, deeds, Allahu Akbar, their consequences, Muasab, and the decisions to be implemented on the Day of Judgment as to what's going to happen, what will be the outcome. Every single thing about all humans and all creatures and creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla are preserved on the sacred tablet, which is beyond our imagination, Muasab, beyond our sight, except for whom Allah Azza wa Jalla grants access to.
Absolutely.
However, Muasab, this is a very interesting piece of information, and I would like for the viewers of Madini channel perhaps maybe to remember these points, inshallah, and from here we learn the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, ki Muasab, inshallah, let us know, of course, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadithi Mubarakah, with regards to its location, where is the sacred tablet, this beautiful tablet upon which people's taqdeers and destinies are written and preserved, Muasab, where is this located?
Before I mention what the scholars say about this, the direction of it or the location of it. Obviously, we can't put in our GPS that, you know, where these things are, but it's definitely in a secure location.
SubhanAllah.
And SubhanAllah, this is also to do with taqdeer, with qadr, destiny, fate, predestination. Okay, we should know a little bit about it, but the scholars have mentioned regarding destiny, which is also included in Lohi Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, that we should not go too deep into it. Otherwise, a person could end up probably corrupting his iman, losing his iman.
Allah.
And the ulama have advised us that don't go too deep, otherwise the person can end up questioning Allah Azza wa Jal. Why Allah Azza wa Jal did like this, like this. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has done, it's only wisdom upon wisdom. Whether we can understand or we can't understand. Because our logic, our rationale is limited. And Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Aleem, He's the all-knowing. From earth, from the time of creation to the Day of Judgment. You know, it doesn't mean that whatever is on Lohi Mahfuz is all that Allah knows. No, it doesn't mean this. Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing. But whatever creation is there, the details of it, their risk, their sustenance, who's going to live till how long, how much he's going to earn, you know, whether he's going to get married or have children, all of these details are recorded in this preserved tablet.
Allah.
And when we talk about tablet, we're not talking about a medication. We're talking about, like in those days, they should write on tablets, slates, or like big pieces of blocks, right?
Right.
But this is unlike any other. This is actually located according to Sayyidina Muqatil rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He mentions the Lohi Mahfuz, it is located towards the right side of the Arush of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
The Arush of Allah, we know it's huge, humongous.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
It's a sign of the authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And towards the right side, this is where the Lohi Mahfuz is located.
Kya baat hai. Dear viewers of Madini channel, on the right side of the Arush of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as Muasab has mentioned in the light of these narrations. Muasab, what is Lohi Mahfuz made of?
Allahu Akbar. You know, it's truly amazing that when you read these things, you think like, hey, subhanallah, how? But again, coming back to the qudra of Allah Azza wa Jalla, His power. That, you know, if he does something, no, who can stop him? Nobody can stop him. And he can change our destinies, because there's different kind of destinies. Anyway, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he quotes a narration for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Lohi Mahfuz is actually made of white pearl. It's made of white pearl, and the qalam, the pen that is used is made of noor, of light. Ink of that pen is also made of noor, of light.
Subhanallah.
So the Lauh Mahfuz is made of white pearl. The pen and the ink is made of light and noor. If you try to think about these things, because we will try to think about according to our human minds. But this is, you know, this is...
No, Mu'asab, subhanAllah. I recall those beautiful narrations in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the night of ascension, when I passed an area called Maqam-e-Mustawa, I heard the screeching of the sacred pen.
SubhanAllah.
The pen made of noor, Mu'asab. I heard the angels writing with that pen, of course, and I heard the screeching of that pen on the sacred tablet. So, subhanAllah. Another narration which also comes to mind, Mu'asab. Imagine this is located at a place which is beyond human sight, and there's no such technology that has been invented that could take any human to that place, Mu'asab. So, you know, Duro Nazdik ke Sunne Wale wo Kaan, Kaan e Laale Karamat pe Laakhon Salaam.
Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, as all other Sahaba Ikram as well, they understood that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not like you and I. I mean, if they witness with their own eyes these kind of things, even from, you know, infancy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed these mu'ajizat, these miracles as
well.
And today, if somebody has to question that, no, and he's an ordinary human being like you and I, and he has to go back to madrasa, honestly.
Most definitely.
You know, and learn who the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Even after learning, we will never know the complete reality of the Prophet ﷺ. That is known to Allah Azza wa Jalla alone.
SubhanAllah. Beshak, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should strengthen our iman and our love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, Mu'asab, another important question which is also one of the questions which is asked. Of course, ulamas have guided people and in the light of Quran and Hadith have explained all these matters which Mu'asab have explained. But for those who don't know, Mu'asab, what was the first thing ever written on the sacred tablet?
Allahu Akbar. You know, that's truly amazing. And it is mentioned by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma again, that the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote on Lohi Mahfuz is that I am Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
I am Allah.
Allah, Allah.
No one other than me deserves to be worshipped.
Allahu
Akbar. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet.
Yani la ilaha illallah, the kalima sharif.
The kalima sharif,
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
These are the opening sentences of Lohi Mahfuz, that I am Allah. There is none to be worshipped besides me. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet. Now you think about it, Huzur. You think about it. Now, the Prophet was born and then named by his grandfather, but his name already existed on Lohe Mahfuz as part of the first sentence. It's beyond understanding how much Allah loves his beloved Habib. Then he's opening the sentences of Lohe Mahfuz, you know, introducing himself as I am Allah. And, you know, informing the people that, you know, don't worship anybody besides me. And informing them about his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one who accepted my decision, this decision that was mentioned, that had patience with the trouble that I brought him, and expressed gratitude, shukr, for my favors, I wrote him down as a siddiq, subhanallah. And I will resurrect him as a siddiq as well,
Allah,
subhanallah. And one who did not accept my decision, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. One who did not have patience with the trouble I brought him and did not express shukr and gratitude and gratefulness for my bounties, then he should make anyone his lord other than me. That's not a small thing.
Allah.
And I need to ask myself, whatever blessings Allah has given me, whatever bounties, if you have a job, if you're married, if you have children, somewhere, if you have good health, you have education, somewhere you will find some bounties of Allah. Even if you have nothing, you're able to see, you're able to hear, you're able to talk, you're able to move your limbs, you're not disabled. Somewhere you will find the blessings of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But am I a servant, a slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla who is grateful? If I'm not grateful for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, look what is being said over here. If I'm not happy with the decisions of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, if I'm not happy with the bounties that He has given me and I'm not showing shukr, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that person should make anyone his lord other than me.
Allah.
Coming from the Creator, it's a serious thing. And we should continuously show shukr for whatever blessing Allah has given us.
Beshak. And no matter how much of shukr we make, Mu'asab, it is not sufficient. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُخْصُوهَا. If we had to count the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never count them.
Absolutely.
They are enormous favors of Allah azza wa jalla upon us. Countless favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as I said in the very beginning, dear viewers, that increasement and the luxuries and the comfort that we have and we enjoy, if you want this to increase in your life, then make more shukr to Allah azza wa jalla, as this is connected to shukr. The more shukr you're going to make, the more gratitude you're going to give, Allah azza wa jalla will bless you in your wealth.
لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ
لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. As this is the divine promise of Allah azza wa jalla, subhanallah, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, now what Allah azza wa jalla of course has preserved on Lohi Mahfuz, some of the information has been shared already, that our taqdeer, destiny, the things that will occur, consequences of humans, what will happen. As Mu'asab did explain in the very beginning as well, that it doesn't mean because Allah azza wa jalla has preserved or has written this as that, so this is why you are doing what you are doing in life. This is actually not the case, dear viewers of Madani channel. But what is the case? Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete ilm and knowledge about you and about all of our affairs, of the entire creation until the day of judgment. And He knows each person even before his birth, what he was going to do until his death. And accordingly, Allah Azza wa Jalla has written his destiny, Mu'asab. It's like this, dear viewers of Madani channel. There is a five-year-old child, Mu'asab. And I say that I guarantee, I know that he can never carry this 15 kg of weights. It doesn't mean because it was said he cannot carry it. He cannot carry it.
Beautiful example.
It's because Mu'asab, he is at that age, and the one who is watching knows very well that he cannot carry this 15 kgs. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows our nature. He Azza wa Jalla knows our condition. He Azza wa Jalla knows our state better than we know ourselves. So likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla had written and has written our taqdeer accordingly. So whatever a person will do throughout his life has been documented and has been written according to his action that he will do in the world. So we should always make dua, make istighfar, Mu'asab, that Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps us on the righteous path. Allah Azza wa Jalla always keeps us guided. And in fact, it is stated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Mu'asab, before anything Allah Azza wa Jalla had created, he had commanded the pen, Allahu Akbar, you write my knowledge about the creation.
Allahu
Akbar. Now this is a narration. You write my knowledge about the creation. Hence, it recorded everything occurring until the day of judgment.
Allahu Akbar.
So the pen had written everything accordingly until the day of judgment with regards to our birth, our business, our work, our life, our families, our children. Every single thing, dear viewers, that will happen until the day of judgment had been recorded accordingly. And this hadith, Mu'asab, can be found in the books of Ahadith. And it is further on stated that Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, Allah azza wa jalla wrote in Lohe Mahfuz, Inni anallahu la ilaha illa ana.
Allah.
Without doubt, I am Allah Almighty. And no one other than me is ma'bud, deserves to be worshipped.
Allahu
Akbar. I have made over 310 kinds of creatures. Out of them, any creature who testifies, La ilaha illallah, will enter paradise.
Allahu
Akbar. He says, I have made over 310 kinds of creation. According to this narration, Mu'asab, out of them, any of these creations who testify, there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal. Believe in his prophets, of course. Believe in the Quran. If you
that all comes with that.
That comes with it,
Mu'asab.
Isn't
it sufficient saying, La ilaha illallah, but now you are, you know, against any of his prophets,
Allahu Akbar,
or any of his books. You know, it all comes
with
a package.
Yes, exactly, Mu'asab. So that person will enter.
You know, something very interesting, that the human being has limited free will. Okay. Yes, whatever we were going to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the angels to write down those things.
Right.
Lohi Mahfuz. But we have, Allah azza wa jalla has given us a sort of limited free will, where we can choose now. I can choose either the right way or the wrong way. I can choose to do the good deed or the bad deed, right? But I can't choose the consequences of that. Meaning, if I choose to do a sin, then the harvest of the sin is pain and punishment. I can't choose that, no, okay, I choose to do sin, but no, without accountability, without any pain, without accountability, I will enter into Jannah just like that. It doesn't work like this. If you choose, you know, a certain avenue, then you can't choose the end of that. Unless Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the person makes a sincere tawbah and through the mercy of Allah he's forgiven, or through the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Besides that, a person can't choose that, you know, if you want to plant one type of seed to get something else, it's not going to happen. So choose to be with those people who remind you of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Choose to be with those people who are the lovers of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. So that's your choice that you make, to be in this good company, to develop yourself as a practical Muslim, to follow the Sunnah, follow the Quran, etc. But if a person chooses other than that, another way, then he's going against Islamic teachings, against Islamic values. And there's consequences for that. So we need to keep that in mind. I can't just blame taqdeer. Some people, they do this. Hey, my taqdeer is like this, and my taqdeer is like that. No, I mean, you need to, you know, choose to do the right thing. You need to choose to become a perfect believer and a practicing Muslim by obeying Allah and obeying the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then inshallah azawajal, through the mercy of Allah, you will see the blessings in this dunya. You will see the blessings in the grave and the hereafter as well.
100% Mu'asab. In fact, if a person believes that whatever I'm doing is because of what's written, Mu'asab, then he shouldn't even logic complain when he's robbed. Because then why would he complain when you are struck with some calamity such as some robbery, some accident? It was written for it to happen, so it happened. If somebody has taken some wealth of ours, we are going to go forward and sort out whatever we can in order to get back our wealth. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it doesn't mean like this, that whatever is written, it's because it's written, we are doing this. We have to accept and believe that we choose our path, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have that option, and Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we always ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to keep us on the righteous path, because the devil is out there waiting to snatch your iman. He is wanting you to lose your faith and trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. He doesn't want to see you successful, because he had challenged Allah Azza wa Jalla the day he was rejected from the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that he will continue to make the ummah go astray. He will continue to make them indulge in activities which will, of course, make them earn the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is exactly what's happening.
So, shaitan is so cunning, so deceitful. And he's a master of deceit. He's a master of cunningness. Allah. And he has so many different traps at his disposal, so many different tricks that he uses. And how he influences a person. You know, today you have some people saying that, no, these are my feelings. These are my opinions, these are my thoughts, right? But they don't know it's influenced by society. Maybe via social media, or the friends that they sit with, the people that they sit with, or entertainment industry, all of these things that make a person's mind, right? And they don't know also that if it's against Islamic values and teachings, shaitan also influences.
Allah.
Sometimes he whispers in your own voice. And you think, no, these are my thoughts. Because it's my voice, my ideas, my opinions and my feelings that, you know, I feel like this and I feel like that, right? Which is against Islamic teachings. When actually it's the voice of shaitan, he's imitating your voice. And so, you know, they get tricked and they get trapped in this trap of shaitan. If they are in the right circles, like in the circles and environment of Dawud Islami, they'll recognize it immediately. No. The first thing I must ask as a believer, as a Muslim, does my Allah Azza wa Jal allow this or not? This kind of thinking, these kind of actions, does my Allah Azza wa Jalla allow it? Does my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow it? Does my Quran allow it? Does my Islam allow it? These are the questions I must ask first. If it allows it, then Bismillah. If it doesn't, you squash it up and you throw it in the bin and you leave it over there. Otherwise, it can destroy your iman. We're seeing it today. The people, they just have any kind of funny kind of idea according to their feelings and opinions. Our opinion doesn't matter anything if Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have ordered and commanded a certain matter, then what opinion do I have? Who am I? I am the slave. The slave doesn't have any opinion.
Allah,
the master, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, they have decided a matter. I don't have any authority to decide against that. So I must be careful of these wasawis, these whispers, evil whispers of shaitan. And one of the things shaitan does, he makes a person do things, say things, and you know, he tries to change the creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu from its normal natural self, the fitrah, male and female. He tries to make them different. He tries to change them. He tries to corrupt them. Physically, mentally, he tries to corrupt them. And this is one of the things Shaitan says, that I will corrupt them, I will try to change them according to the natural values that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. So be careful of this.
Jazakallah, Mu'asab, for this beautiful guidance you have given. And I'm sure it is very helpful, Mu'asab. Another question if people may have in their minds with relation to why me? Why did I had to be maybe perhaps affected with certain virus? Why was it me or my family that had to close down the business? It was our business. So on and so forth. Why me? Why my health? Why I was affected? So you should ask yourself this question, because the Quran has actually reminded us and has told us, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَن كَثِيرٍ.
Allah.
So Mu'asab, how does this play a role in a person's life? The Quran says on one hand that if any misfortune befalls upon you, it's due to your own hands what you have earned. This is the summary of the ayah, Mu'asab, not the actual translation. However, on one hand, of course, our iman and faith is that Allah Azza wa Jalla has preserved on Lohi Mahfuz those things that he knew that we're going to commit and do it during our lifetime, Mu'asab. On the other hand, if a person is faced by any challenges of this world, Mu'asab, the Quran is saying on one hand, it's either a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla from one verse, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ, or either the other way around, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving us back, Mu'asab, in order to expiate our sins.
See, the entire Quran Kareem is written on Lohi Mahfuz, right? And the Quran mentions that everything is mentioned in the Quran. Nothing wet, nothing dry. It's in the Quran. Now the realities are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And yes, if a person asks a question, why me? Why am I suffering? Because now they're comparing themselves to somebody else. That's why they're saying that, you know, why I'm suffering. But then normally what we do is we compare ourselves to somebody Allah. Who is better off worldly wise. When we're not supposed to do that. The scholars have mentioned, when it comes to dunyawi, worldly things, you compare yourself to those who are lower than you. In your, for example, financial standing, in materialism, in the home that you're living in. If you're living in a small, maybe one bedroom house or apartment, look at the man who's sleeping on the street. Don't look at the person who has 5 and 10 bedrooms. You will never be satisfied. And you know, when it comes to dini wise, Islamic wise, you look at those who are above you. No matter how much you're learning, be careful your head doesn't get swollen up. Hey, I know so much. Look at the ulama, the muftis, sheikh, the shuyukh, you know, look at them. So you can keep striving to get better as a talibul ilm, a student of deen. So the person who asks, why me? We should ask ourselves, why not me? Why not me? Now I need to do some introspection and think about, what wrong am I doing? I'm not an angel, so definitely I'm committing some sin. Somewhere along the line, I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'm violating somebody's rights. Because I haven't learned what are the rights of my spouse, my children, my parents, my neighbors. And I'm violating those rights. That's going to have a consequence. Maybe I'm earning maybe 5% of haram and I don't know it. Maybe, you know, I'm using bad language. I'm hurting people, hurting Muslims' feelings. You know, maybe I'm making somebody feel small. Somewhere along the line, I will identify. If I'm sincere and I sit down and I think, I'll identify, hey, you know what? I've got riya in my heart, showing off. I've got some arrogance in my heart. You know, I've got this uncontrollable anger in my heart. You know, you'll find, or jealousy, or backbiting, something somewhere you'll find, you'll identify yourself. That you know what, this is, because what happens normally is, I'm ready to look at the mistakes of other people, not at my own mistakes. I'm ready to judge other people. Why must I judge myself? I'll spend all my free time in entertainment, and backbiting about him and her and whoever it is. What about yourself? When are you going to correct yourself? Angel of death is going to come any moment and knock on your door. When are you going to correct yourself? So we don't do that introspection. And believe me, Mu'asab,
Allah.
Nek a'mal, it helps you to do this introspection. Where you're judging yourself every day. Did you do this? Did you lie today? Did you backbite today? Did you respect your parents today? Did you obey the traffic rules today? Did you make good intentions? Did you do your salah, etc., etc., right? So every day, you are judging yourself. How the ulama, the mashayikh, how sahaba ikram used to do as well. They should judge themselves. Although sahaba, they are guaranteed jannati. We all know this. But still Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to hit his foot and say, oh Umar, what did you do today? Allahu Akbar. So who are we?
Who are we?
We are the normal everyday
Allahu Akbar.
We have to start judging ourselves. And so blaming taqdeer that, oh, okay, maybe it's written for me in Lohi Mahfuz, it's written for me in taqdeer. So, you know, oh, no, you have to do put your effort in. Otherwise, you just sit down, you think the money is going to come to you so you can pay your bills. You have to put the effort in. You have to do the work. Get your hands dirty. It's a process. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Mu'asab, we really appreciate this motivation and this jazbah that Mu'asab has given us. And after trying and doing, Mu'asab, whatever we have to, then we place our trust in Allah azza wa jalla and not in the resources that we also use. Look at how beautiful is the deen of Islam has taught us the system of this planet and world. Instead of copying this person and that person, just copy the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This question, what was the age of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an at the time when he radiyallahu an had embraced Islam? Umar Farooq radiyallahu an at the age of 26 embraced Islam, mashallah azza wa jalla. Then the Muslims became stronger, subhanallah. And his entry into Islam was really amazing, Mu'asab. You know, when you go back to the seerah, to the history, and we go through, you know, the facts about Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu's Mubarak life, Mu'asab, and how he embraced Islam. It's just so amazing to see how through his strength and through his abilities, his jazbah for spreading the da'wah and the Islam, subhanallah.
Even
how
during his khilafah, Islam really spread. And it's so important, we have to know these personalities. Our younger generation,
Mu'asab.
You read the books, read the seerah, seerah the Mustafa, and
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the day, look at his age, Mu'asab. At that young age, coming to the fold of Islam, and then from the time he entered until his last breath on this earth, Mu'asab. And his apparent life is just amazing to see how he devotedly spent that. The service of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we come back to our discussion and we are talking about taqdeer. Mu'asab, we have last 5 minutes left before we come to the end of the program. Some discussions on destiny itself we had already, alhamdulillah. We are speaking about the sacred tablet, Lohi Mahfuz, which is situated on the right side of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Mu'asab mentioned about its length, about what it's made with, subhanallah, about what's written on Lohi Mahfuz, what is preserved within it. So there are some awliya and some friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom Allah azza wa jalla has blessed with such gaze and such light and nur in their eyes that they would witness the sacred tablet of Allah azza wa jalla despite standing upon the earth. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, these are the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a narration, Mu'asab, ittaqu firasatil mu'min fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah. That we should fear the insight of a friend, of a wali of Allah azza wa jalla. The true mu'mins, the true believers, why are we said to fear their insight? For when they see, they look and see through the nur of Allah azza wa jalla, which is beyond our imagination. Subhanallah. Imagine, Mu'asab, Allah azza wa jalla is the one who has given the ability and the nur and light in the eyes. Allahu Akbar. You know, Mu'asab, it takes many million light years to go from one planet to the next. But look at the nur that Allah has placed in our eyes. It just takes less than a second to look towards the sky and you can see other planets sparkling in the night, Mu'asab. We can see other planets, as it is said, Mu'asab. Through science, we learn that we can see planets. So look at the power Allah azza wa jalla has stored in our eyesight. That within second we can see from one place to the other, dear viewers. Allahu, but this is so amazing. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to extend that sight for any person he wishes and desires for, he can do it. Like Ghawsi-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Baba Fariduddin, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is famous about these personalities, Mu'asab, that they would have their gaze upon the Lohi Mahfuz of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla would allow them to witness and see what's preserved and written on it. However, dear viewers, and Mu'asab, question for the brothers to benefit from. With regards to taqdeer itself, Mu'asab, as Muslims now we do understand, okay, this is how we should live and lead our lives, right? We're going to have full yaqeen moving forward that whatever actions I do, I'm liable and responsible for those actions.
Absolutely.
Moving forward, I'm not going to blame this on my taqdeer. I'm not going to blame this on my kismat, on my luck, that my luck is like this, therefore I'm doing it. You are the one who makes your luck. You are the one who can, yani, do the right things in life for the evil to elapse, for the evil to move and go and shun away, Mu'asab. What nasiha and advice can Mu'asab give to the viewers of Madinah channel towards the ending, Mu'asab, that we can better our lives?
Many a times a person says, hey, what a coincidence has happened, what a coincidence that happened. But in reality, there is no coincidence, because it was meant to happen in that way, at that place, so it happened, right? I want to end with this. We all love Qasida Burda Sharif, Mawla Yasalli wa Sallim. And there's one stanza in particular that Allama Busiri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he penned. فَإِنَّ مِنْ جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَضَرَّتَهَا وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ SubhanAllah, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world as well as the hereafter are only a portion of your generosity. The knowledge of the lawh and the qalam, the pen, in which whatever happened and will happen, all of this is written, is simply a part of your blessed knowledge.
Allah,
so we can understand
Allah,
that, yes, bi-idhnillah, through the permission of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, he has given his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the knowledge of what is in Lawhi Mahfuz, and through his wasila to other pious predecessors and awliya as well.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Mu'asab for blessing us, for coming on Madani channel and for sharing with us this beautiful piece of information which is so beneficial. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, we have learned today in today's program about the sacred tablet, about some matters regarding taqdeer. And on a daily basis, we need to better our lives. We need to strive day in, day out to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's an effort that we need to put in. And through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, all our problems will come to an end, dear viewers, through His mercy. And through His bounty. So stay connected with Madani channel. Learn more. Share this knowledge with others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon the Madani pearls that we have learned today. We will be back with another episode on your Madani channel. So stay locked with Madani channel and keep sharing this with others. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of